I hate
You
to
never
disturb
know.
your politics discussion, but we have a podcast too. Just
let's do it.
Oh, well, then let's do it. Come on.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you come? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to episode 514 of your Overseas Connection podcast. It is February 17th, 2019, and we are a gaming friendly podcast. We love all games on this podcast, all of them. We're also a little bit on the more mature side, although depending upon who you talk to, my wife, she may not agree with that. I'm your host, Greg DeLacy, gamertag Murphy's Law, OC underscore Murphy's Law on Twitter. I'm going to start this show off a little differently and tell you who is not on the podcast today. We do not have Phil Olson on the podcast today. He had thought there were better things to do. I don't quite know what those things were, but he couldn't be asked. Mr. Richard Webster is currently tracking down orbs and could not be asked to be on the podcast. We elected not to ask any more guests onto the show because clearly that has been a bad thing after the last two experiments with Pete Chin. Just saying. Love it, Pete. Nicole Radowski, also not on the show today. You know, she just has stuff going on, so she said, I can't make it. No big deal. We understand.
No, what she said was,
and
fuck off.
Possibly. Possibly. And finally, Robin Tate was supposed to be on the show, but unfortunately, he was stopped at the border being, Robin. They kept him away. So... That leaves us with my three current hosts, which in the order of, I'll say grayness. In the order of grayness, starting with Mr. Gary DeFelice.
Hello, my good friends. How are you?
Good, good, good. Gary, you win the gray. I was going to say gay. That was not intended. The gray award.
Am I even allowed to laugh at that anymore, or we've gotten too politically correct?
No, you're not. No,
I'm laughing at it.
Fuck the PC. You're fucking gray and gay.
I'm gray, gay, and I love a big cock.
Well, you are. Wasn't going to go there. But yes, you can be gay because the term gay, by the way, for those that don't know, it's just happy.
I'm happy.
But you are definitely gray today, not just in the facial hair, not just in the small amount of head hair, but shirt gray.
Oh, it is gray as well.
Yeah. So you are just a picture of grayness.
It's a gray out. I look like Kim Wood's front yard.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Probably. That, probably. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Moving on. Thank you, by the way, Gary, for making the show. Always
thank
a pleasure
for asking.
To speak with you. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Now, the next level of grayness goes to Mr. Mark Wright. Mark.
Hello.
Thanks for spinning the disc today.
Yeah. No problem.
Can't be gray.
Yeah. We've got a free code on the screen for people in the chat.
Oh, outstanding. Yes, yeah. By all means, if you're watching this podcast or in the chat live, that code is one of the greatest games ever, according to one person not on this podcast. But I think when you read the code, you will understand all of our true opinions about that game. Anyway, Mark, thanks for being on the show.
No problem.
Thanks for putting the code up. And last but certainly not least... the only thing gray about her is the shirt she's wearing, Miss Kim Woods.
Hi, welcome from the frozen Midwest, I guess you'd say. So, one of these days we'll thaw out, I hope. But you never know.
It'll happen. It'll happen.
I hope.
Yeah, you,
or I'm so moving,
you've
I
like,
swear.
You've had like record amounts of snow.
Yes. Yes. We've made up for the last, was it two winters that have been pretty mild?
Yeah.
So, we've made up for it this year.
Global warming my ass.
Right. That's what Dad said this morning. He's like, I thought it was supposed to be global warming. I said, well, you know, I guess not. So, yeah, well.
It's 80 degrees in Daytona right now.
Right.
So there's that.
Yeah, I could bring it back. Isn't
80 degrees in Daytona like year round? All right, let's get some of the technical stuff out of the way. If you are listening to us live, congratulations. You have won a free code to one of the worst games in the world. We broadcast every week on Sundays at 9 p.m. in the UK, 1 p.m. on the West Coast, 4 p.m. in the East Coast, 3 p.m. in the Central Time. And you can get us on twitch.tv/OC Podcast, mixer.com/OC Podcast. And if you happen to be a YouTuber, go check out youtube.com/OC Podcast. We will be there every Sunday in some fashion or another. If, however, you can't listen to us live, I'm sorry. But you can listen to the podcast on a remix where it's an audio-only version that we will publish out for iTunes and Stitcher, wherever you listen to a podcast. So you can catch us on, say, you're on the treadmill. You want to listen to something fun? Probably not this show, but you could listen to us if you need to. All right.
I don't listen live, and I listen on my MP3 player, actually my phone.
Well,
there you go.
There you go. Hey, we have a couple of birthdays. I think we should celebrate these. You know, last week we were a little premature with one of these birthdays. We celebrated a little early. Apologies. We were excited because Chris McWilliams, he is part of the McDonald's family. anyway, Chris Williams, famous from the Boss Wave podcast, Boss Wave. He is just a pup turning 4 years old today. happy birthday, Chris.
Happy birthday.
Also,
Peter Marshall. He's rapidly aging, though, because he's just got a newborn. So he's going to put a lot of years on very quickly.
Ooh, a newborn at four, that's tough.
Yeah. He's kind of like, what was the creature from Species where they like aged really fast and suddenly she was like, she went from like a little girl to like the hot chick in like a matter of no time. And then she decided to eat everybody she slept with. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I don't think he's
not that I paid attention that to that
kind of,
movie.
Yeah, it's not that kind of baby he's got. Yeah, come on.
No. Peter Marshall celebrating a birthday today on apparently February 22nd. He will be turning a pup at 21. So happy birthday, Peter. And we have for both Peter and Chris this very special message.
It's your birthday.
What are you shaking your head at, Kim?
Were you high on helium when you recorded that, or
no? That was
yeah.
Don't quote me on this for the copyright police, but that was stolen off YouTube.
Things we don't talk about. Yeah. All right. Well, yes. Happy birthday to all of them. Hope you enjoyed that song. Let's get into some story time. Let's talk about what's been happening with us this past week. So, Gary, I think you have the most exciting news.
How dare you?
Oh, my bad. Whoa, back it up.
Back it up. We've got to have the obligatory jingle. There we go.
Hooray, it's story time. Hooray, it's story time. I'm so glad to be with you today.
And now we can actually talk about story time.
You make it
beautiful.
Story time police in effect. Gary, there was some exciting news from last week.
Yeah, I wasn't Let's here for the podcast this. Last week because no, my surprise. Daughter and the girls' basketball team that I coached, the sixth grade Smithtown St. Patrick's girls' basketball team, had the championship game. And we came away with a thrilling 13-12 victory. Over St. Pius, and the girls are the A division champions of Long Island for sixth grade basketball, which is pretty cool. It's pretty competitive, and I'm very happy for them. It was a cool moment.
It's
cool to see these little girls growing up. We've been coaching them. I've been coaching them in soccer since most of the girls on that team since they were like four or five. So to see them continuing on and doing different things is pretty cool. So that was fun. We had a good time.
And what is the team name again? Sorry.
We are St. Patrick's in Smithtown. It's the CYO church that they belong to. Yeah.
All right. So we should rename this team the St. Patrick Smithtown Thugs.
Yes. Dude, they like they play like thugs. They look nice and sweet, but man, they are a tough bunch of little girls.
You did say that. You did say they were animals on the court, so I think thugs is appropriate.
Yeah. Yeah. We gave up 12 points. The game before that in the semis, we won 33-12. Yes. And the game before that, we gave up 9 points. Like, they just, the defense that they play is just phenomenal. And the team that we beat in the finals, they scored, I think, oh, look at that. You got a picture up on the stream. Nice, yeah. Mark. Good job. They were scoring an average of 30 points per game. So we shut them down. We shut them down. It was fun.
Yeah.
Very nice. So
that was cool. Good stuff.
Some early college visits, apparently.
Dude, this place, my house is blowing up. So my son just turned 17, my older guy. Right. He's a junior. We actually did a road test for him a couple weeks ago when he failed. We had another one on Tuesday. We also went up to Binghamton a couple of weeks ago, which is one of the schools in the SUNY system here in New York. We went there to visit that for the first one. We did a tour this weekend or coming up. I won't be available for the podcast again because we're going to be up in the Boston area. We're going to visit Boston College, UMass, Boston U. We're going to go to Providence. We're going to hit a lot of the schools up in the New England area. I'm taking both boys, though. So a lot of crap going on over here, but it's fun. Definitely fun. Right.
Excellent. And last but not least, maybe a little entertainment.
Yeah. I put it up on our little movie TV chat, but I saw First Man this weekend.
Right.
Which was the Neil Armstrong story.
I've heard a lot of good stuff about it.
It was really good. They did a good job. They really dig into him. He was an interesting character. You know, you always just think of him as like this an amazing guy because he first steps on the moon and all that stuff. But they really get into his personal life in this a little bit. And it was really
I half expected Gary to be like, they portray him as this amazing man. He's actually kind of a dick.
No, you know what? He's a very, like, he went through some hardships. And you think about what it must have been like in the space program days. They were, I mean, like, all his friends were dying.
Yeah.
Right?
Well,
it was a dangerous job.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to remember who I had this conversation with, but I mean, we were talking about this actual movie, First Man, and talking about the revelations that you get from seeing the level of technology that we had. And we still made it to the moon. It is amazing that that actually worked.
It really probably was. They don't talk about it in the movie, but it was a crapshoot.
Right.
It really was. Everything that had to go right or overcoming everything that went wrong. It's kind of like golf. You know, you're golf well when you can make up for your mistakes well. I've always felt it's not about making great shots. It's recovering from bad shots, but... And this, you know, if you make a mistake, you very easily could die. So you try to not do that as an astronaut.
There you go, folks. You heard it here first. Going to the moon, just like golf.
Yes.
But when you launch, you have to go full.
No, that's only when you hit either a bad shot into. Well, actually, it's only when you hit a shot into people, Mark, that you need to yell for.
All right, okay.
Don't go onto the golf course just screaming for every shot.
All right, okay.
That is bad form.
Every day is an educational day.
But yeah, I think, I don't know when that's coming out on DVD, but definitely worth a watch. And I think it's something the whole family will like too. My wife didn't really watch it with me, but she would have liked it.
Yeah,
she just saw moon stuff and she's like, ugh.
I want to see it, but I was firmly in the, I've seen enough of the, you know, the Apollo mission stuff that I was like, you know what? I could probably wait for this to come out on DVD or, you know, DVD, man, that's putting it back to the old days. Because I mean, honestly, I haven't watched a physical media disc, and I couldn't tell you how long. But basically, for it to come to on demand, then I can watch it then.
Yeah.
All right, Kim.
It's me.
Yeah.
I believe the proper thing when you have horses is to keep them corralled.
Well, yeah, you're supposed to, but mine are. You know, Houdinis, I think. So, yeah. Well, you remember last fall I had one that kept getting out. We finally got him corralled in, so he stays in, right? Well, this is a different one, but he's still getting out. What was it? Tuesday night, I had just gotten off the Xbox. I was playing Strange Brigade, and I went out to the living room to shut things down, and I was turning lights off, and the next thing I know, I hear something crunching across the front yard, and I'm like, I don't know what that is, but I know it's not a cat. So I'm sitting there and I'm kind of listening, and all of a sudden the other horses go nuts, and I'm like, okay, this doesn't sound right. So he's sitting in his chair, he's sleeping, and I'm shaking him. I'm like, I think we have a problem. He says, what's that? I said, I think we have a horse in the front yard. He's like, what? I said, I don't know. The horses are going nuts. And I said, there's ice cracking outside. So I said, either there's a horse loose, or I said, Bigfoot's decided to show up, one or the other. So of course he gets up and he goes outside. Sure enough, he had apparently mashed his panel, one of the panels that keeps him in. He'd apparently mashed it enough he could jump over it. And so now he was over at the other fence stirring up the other horses. Nice. So, you know, we go along. We get him in. No big deal. It's all fine. Then two nights later, I get up. I'm having coffee, sitting at my counter. And all of a sudden, I get a text message from my brother. And he says, so-and-so goes by, and there's a horse in our front yard. He's like, did you know that? And I'm like, yeah, no. I said, of course not. I'm sitting here drinking my coffee, eating breakfast. How the hell would I know there's a horse in our front yard? Sure enough, he was out again. So, you know, bastards. I'm going to call him a gazelle. I don't think he's a horse. I think he's part fucking gazelle. But anyway, so about 2 hours today before the show, I went out and I was walking fence today. So I'm hoping we've patched whatever hole he was getting out of or jumping over or whatever. But now you know why I'm selling about half of these assholes and getting them the hell out of here. So,
I was going to say, so what do you do with your horses? That was a legitimate question it was going to be asked. I mean, are they for breeding? Are you, are you selling them to the local burger shop?
No, nothing like that. Well, when I was younger, we used to ride a lot. And honestly, they're kind of like pets, because see, I haven't rode a horse in years. So we pretty much, they set out in our pasture, we kind of watch them graze and that sort of thing. And I don't know. And then we, this guy in town, he had a few here a few years ago, and he couldn't take care of them. So we thought, well, you know, we'll take him off his hands and we'll raise him and you know, whatever. The plan being where we were going to break him, and then my brother-in-law, my sister, and they would all have a horse and they can ride it, whatever. Well, you know how stuff is. You get busy and shit doesn't happen. And so now we have all these horses and we don't know what to do with them. So now the plan is we're going to sell all but two, I think, and hopefully lessen our stress level.
How many horses do you have?
Well, I've lost two this winter, so yes. I have seven now.
Wow.
Okay.
With all one right. on the way. So, yeah.
Please tell me you have a wagon.
No. Well, no, wait, let me take that back. We did at one time, I think. So, right. Not like the big covered wagon, but, you know.
Yeah.
We used to go on hay rides, too, so there was that. So,
you this know, could be a side business.
Yeah, just you know, saying. You hear all them old stories and stuff back in the day, people go on hay rides. We did that, so. You know.
Christmas time, you should hitch the wagon right? up, go around, little, you know, $5 hay rides.
Right? There you go. So, you know, if anybody wants a horse.
Free horses, just talk to Kim. Sorry, I'm sure they're not going to be free.
Well, no, but, you know, at this point, I think I'd almost give them away.
Oh, okay. All right. I stand corrected. Free horses.
One of the horses can do magic and do disappearing acts. So
yeah, you'd think
it's a selling point.
You'd think with the size of a horse, you'd notice if there was a gap in the fence or its pen where it's kept. For you to have trouble finding out where it's escaping is a bit worrying. Has it got special ability? Can it open doors? Has it got like a Skyrim master key?
I don't know. So that's why we're thinking he's jumping the fence, which then I'm sitting here thinking, well, great. Are we going to have to build like 15-foot tall, you know, fences? And it'll be like a maximum security prison all the way around here, you know.
You could sell him to a show jumper.
Right?
I was just going to say, that's a competition horse right there. That's,
there you go.
Yep. Maybe the government can build a wall for you.
Just double the price.
Don't talk about that, Gary. Mark. Yes.
Yeah,
I've got it's like nothing in your life happened.
No, it's been one of them weeks. Just zeros happened. Well,
oh, I won a 0 week.
My new headphones I got a couple of weeks ago broke yesterday. So they've been returned to Amazon. I lost audio on one side, and if you wiggle them about, they all have wire on one side like these. So if you wiggle them about, it came on. So it's obviously a connection issue inside. So, only 2 weeks old, so I've returned them to Amazon, ordered a new set, and they came this morning, so that's pretty good service from Amazon.
Ordered Is that what you about, have on right now?
Yeah, ordered them about 5 p.m. last night, and they came about 10 o'clock this morning.
Kim's jealous. Nice.
I would like to know why you did not order the silver tin cups again.
I know, right? I kind of missed the tin cups.
I've purposely avoided silver-coloured ear headphones just for that purpose because you take the piss completely all the time.
That's true, we do. All right. I guess that leaves me fairly quiet week. Next week is going to be busy. I'll be flying out to Tennessee midweek, going out and talking to a prospective client. But I yesterday was a kind of a rainy day sitting in, and we were kicking back, and I decided to fire up Netflix, and I had never seen Stranger Things. So I said, why not? let me watch an episode while we're kicking back here. And at 12:30 last night, we finished the first season of Stranger Things. So I could highly recommend it.
Yeah.
If I was to describe Stranger Things, the equivalent, there's no absolute like equivalent, but it feels like a mashup of The Goonies, E.T., and Poltergeist.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think that's what it's yeah. they were huge 80s fans of those movies, and when you talk to them now or you listen to interviews, and that's exactly what they had in mind, you know. A lot of references to that. You feel that influence.
Well acted. I was really impressed, surprisingly impressed. Winona Ryder, who I'm not the biggest fan of,
she's phenomenal. Really good in this. Yeah, she's really good in this, yeah.
Yep. So, yeah, there are a couple of chilling moments with her.
Kim, it's a must watch. I'd say put it on your list. Give the first episode a go. They're already through season two, and season three starts this July. So
July 4th.
You're not that far behind.
Okey-dokey.
I've actually done something this week.
Sorry, you had your chance.
Yeah, we want to talk about Stranger Things now. Shush.
I thought I'd finished.
Oh, no, sorry. Speaking of Stranger Things, Mark did something.
Yeah, yeah. I started a new series on Netflix this week as well. They're only 20-minute episodes, and I'm on the second season already. It's called The Good Place. Have you heard of this?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've watched it.
Yeah.
It's quite fun. Yeah, I'm quite enjoying it.
Dancing,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and Kristen Bell, she dies.
I love her. When I saw that, I'm like, she's gorgeous.
She dies so and go to this, like, what they think's heaven, and the can't swear, but she's really a bad person. And some of the replacement swear words, she wants to swear, but they come out different, so she'll say, fucking shirt, stuff like this. So, yeah, it's really funny. There's a bit of a plot twist to it.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of a little bit of, I want to say it was like the movie Liar Liar, where you have Jim Carrey trying to say lies and he couldn't. He would like kind of fumble through it and then end up saying something that was the truth. But
it's a good fun little series.
On that note, Mark, hold on real quickly. On that note, I'm really kind of happy to see that the network television, you know, the shows that are being kind of made, there's been a lot of, I dare say, wholesome comedies kind of making their way back. And I really, really, really like that. I feel like we had so many freaking NCIS cop shows and, all these 24. Dramas. And and it's just like, I like being able to sit back and laugh a little bit.
Another great comedy. Well, season three is coming, I think, later on this year, April or May. Is Santa Barbara Diet. I mentioned this a while ago on the podcast.
I never watched the others. Good show.
Yeah, Drew Barrymore and Timothy Olyphant. Brilliant.
Yes.
Really good fun if you haven't seen that.
Yes, that's. I believe they own a butcher shop, and I won't say any more. Right? Isn't that something to that?
I guess he could. Maybe.
Well, there's raw meat involved.
That's what I was trying to get at.
Sarah said in the chat, by the way, Life in Pieces is a good comedy on Netflix. I've never heard of that.
I have not. Yeah, I'll have to look that up.
Okay.
And so we haven't even mentioned Walking Dead has come back, have we? What do you guys think of this?
We can talk about that real fast.
I don't watch it anymore.
Oh, don't you?
I'm
Gary
done.
Gary is a hater. Yeah. And we'll talk about him being a hater probably later on in the show. But I like the new season, the new twist of the Whisperers. I think it's at least changing the dynamic of The Walking Dead. How long that'll last, I don't know.
Yeah, it's lost a lot of followers, hasn't it? Well, I were a bit miffed how they just dropped Maggie, and there's no explanation at all.
No, there's a big explanation why. She got a TV deal with ABC to make a new spy comedy. No lie. Mm. She has literally got a new television show where she is the primary role. So
I miss that dialogue where Jesus turns around to Tara and says, Maggie won't be coming back. She's got a new TV series.
Is she just gone? She just wasn't in the episode?
Yeah, she just vanished.
Yeah, they basically said that she took off. I think that's how they explained it.
That woman who came.
Time jump?
Yeah, no, that woman who came
it's
that
time. Time jump. It is a time jump. And when maybe she was in the first episode.
Yeah, she
was. Trying to remember. Yeah. But yeah, she was in the first episode
She went to kill Negan, didn't she? She went to kill Negan. And then she didn't kill him. And then that was it. You never saw her again. But. I'm sure someone mentioned, you remember a while ago, there was a woman and another guy who wanted to get buy knowledge, and they gave produce for knowledge.
Yeah.
I don't watch
the actress who played her was in House of Cards. She was a foreign secretary. Well, apparently, she's gone to see them. That's what I've heard. So,
okay.
The interesting thing is,
They've left it open for her to be able to come back onto the show. Yeah. And this is talk like behind the scenes, like the director's conversations. But I think one of the challenges The Walking Dead, I think, potentially faces with some of these actors is that, you know, nobody – very similar to kind of like Game of Thrones, if you will, that there, a lot of people can get killed off. And not really have any kind of foreshadowing to it that they're going to get killed off in the show. So I wonder if they struggle sometimes with keeping actors in, because even though it's this fantastic series and it's, you know, this big deal, might not have a job.
Say, if they get offered a movie as well, it's, sorry, I'm doing a movie. I'm going to be away for 9 months or whatever. They're not going to turn a movie down, are they?
Right. And this was a television series with ABC. It was, I'm sure, some kind of guaranteed contract for a full season. And Maggie may have just – I forgot what her real name is. I think it's – is it Lauren Cohen?
Yeah.
She may have just said, I think I'll take the guaranteed contract. And maybe it was just a bucket load of money. But she's playing a undercover CIA operative with this other guy, and it looks like it's going to have a really good almost heart-to-heart dynamic. I don't know if you remember the show Heart to Heart. Yeah.
Max.
So they have that witty banter going on. So I'm looking forward to seeing it. I think it comes out later this month, like the 26th or something like that.
My mum and dad loved Heart to Heart. They watched that. That's why I just remember. And the dog was called Freeway, wasn't it?
I hate to say it. I did too.
Yeah, we called the dog Freeway because I found it on a freeway, didn't I? It was injured or something. Yeah.
Did you see the other AMC announcement too? Breaking Bad movie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Is that official now?
Yeah.
It's official.
Right.
I don't know what or how. I think they have a deal with Amazon or Netflix. And AMC, right? Is it Netflix? Mm-hmm. I guess it'll be a movie that will be just released for the two of them.
Mm-hmm. And it's about Jesse, correct?
Yep.
I believe so, yeah.
So what timeline is this going to be on then? Is it going to be...
I don't think it's
called Walter died? Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Is it?
No. I think it's going to be a prequel. I could be totally wrong on that.
If Walter White's in it, it's got to be a prequel, hasn't it?
Yeah,
this is a spoiler king here.
Well he's fucking years old now.
Breaking Bad, it's
years old.
Come on.
If you were going to watch it, you'd have watched it, wouldn't you?
I got two people at work that are watching it now for the first time, and it's so funny because when you talk to them, they're telling you where they are, and I'm sitting there going, "Oh God, it's been so long. Exactly, maybe this is what's going to happen next," and I just say nothing and listen to them.
It's 10 years old. So fuck
it. Move past the TV podcast.
Mm-hmm. We're getting like insane.
One, a quick little promotion. Want to do this, do justice. Robin likes to promote the arcade club, the meetup that's coming up, the VG Hub, the Veteran Gamers guys hold up the arcade club meetup Saturday, April 13th from 11 to 6. Six. That's six or seven, o'clock.
Yeah. Well, till whenever you want, really.
Yeah. Who in the hell uses a 24-hour time clock?
I do.
It's crazy.
Robin. We'll just blame him. He's not here.
Exactly. It is Robin's fault. By the way, if you do and are interested in going to this, it is apparently at Ella Mill on Cork Street in Bury.
Bury.
Yep.
Bury.
Feel free to contact Robin Tate and ask him about the game code he might win. Or she might win if they attend. Maybe you should just flash it up on the screen, Mark, just to make sure we have that out there. So yeah, there's that.
Yeah, I did mention a few weeks ago that they're opening one in Leeds. It's not actually open yet, so apologise if people have got excited. They are in the stages of opening it. I keep looking on their Facebook page for getting more and more machines. So as soon as one opens in Leeds, that's like around the corner from me. That's going to be great.
Okay. All right.
But it's a good time.
Mark,
it's a good time.
I think we should talk about some games.
Yeah, that's jingle time, isn't it?
Today I feel like playing computer games. Today I feel like playing computer games.
And of course, that means we're going to talk about some games. But before we talk about the games, Gary, if you would be so kind, I know you've been diligently paying attention to our stream and all of the people that have been jumping into the chat. Maybe you can give a shout out. I know at least Sarah RGC. That was really, I cannot even say that. Sarah's in there.
Sarah's
there.
Can't even say initially.
Sarah's there.
The Taffman's there. It's been quiet. It's been quiet today. Huh? Taffman's there. One of my golfing partners in the golf club. And Bongo was there. I believe he's left since.
Probably angrily.
And I think that's kind of it.
He's trying to put that code in.
Can't tell if there's bots or not. Maybe slow cool. I don't know if that's a person or a bot or not. But a couple other names I don't recognize. So I'm thinking we got some bots in there. But we're here.
Hey, I'll take a bot. Why not? I always know positivity bots in there. What was the other one? Game giveaway bot or something like that. I don't know. Anyway, hey, welcome to the chat. If you're there, thanks for joining. Hi, Sarah. Hi, Taffin. All right. Games. We already talked about the freebies that are coming this month, so there's really no updates there. Other than if you have an Xbox, there are a couple new games that are popping now for your Xbox Live Gold membership. Superman. Wish that was it. Super Bomberman R. That's the remake that didn't exactly light the world on fire. That is now available February 16th, so you can get that. Also, if you're a Star Wars fan, Star Wars Jedi Knight Jedi Academy. That actually was a good game that a lot of people liked. That is now available from February 16th through the 28th. So there you go. A couple new games for the Xbox Live Gold. Otherwise, everything's still available for everybody else. Let's talk about what we have been playing. Let's talk about the games that we want other people to talk about. Okay, fine. Gary, let's start with you.
I'll talk quick about... I mean, I'm still playing the golf club. Okay. The TAP is in there. We're doing what we got to do. So that's just a constant. I'm playing that every week. Blah, blah, blah. I've been playing a little Spider-Man. Not a lot. Kind of starting to wean off of that, I think. We'll see. I think I'm about 35, 40% through the story. It's just long.
Yeah, so
for me.
So this was one of the problems I had with some of the Batman games. I felt like they became kind of long in the tooth solely because they were trying to get you to do all of these different kind of collectible stuff to kind of extend the games. Is that kind of what's going on here with Spider-Man as well?
It's somewhat repetitive. the missions are a little different, but it's just not holding me in there. I mean, you're learning new moves, and I guess there's the thing to keep unlocking. But I think I've had fun with it, and it was enjoyable. But that's exactly it. It's just kind of just way too much. I mean, when I look to see how much is left when, you know, you go to your little, like, because they break New York into sections, it's hardly, like, I'm, like, hardly gotten anything done in this district. In that district, I've only done about 20%. And this one, I did 30%. There is a lot to do, which is great. But for somebody like me, I know my limits. I'm not going to keep playing it just to go finish it. I think Mark did a great job. I think he did most of the game, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Is it also problematic because it doesn't feel like it's really doing anything new? It's kind of rehashing what other games have, you know, done in the past.
No, I did feel
this got a bit. This was me totally trying to bait you. Don't worry.
I did.
That
mention,
was a bait for a further conversation in a bit.
It did get a bit repetitive for me. I did mention that, but then the end of it was quite good. But what keeps you going is just the superb combat. It is the same all the time when you come across groups of enemies, but it is so good and so well implemented.
Yeah, I definitely the combat is very good, and like we talked about last time, I think coming from
God of War.
Whatchamacallit,
yeah.
God of War to this, just God of War is like my type of game. It's somewhat linear, but not. It allows you to go out and explore, but it still kind of comes back to being somewhat linear.
Yeah,
and okay. I like that about a game. This is very open world, and there's tons. And every time, like, I'm going to do a mission, and on my way there, I get stopped three times to do other little side missions, which is great. But for somebody like me, it's a little bit too much.
Yeah. So
especially because a lot of the fights feel the same.
I get that. So this is going to be an odd parallel association. I feel the same way about racing games. Forza Horizon is a great open world racing game.
Yeah.
But I kind of like my racing games to have kind of limits on how far I can go off the actual racetrack before I kind of can't. And so being able to just go wherever I want almost makes the racetracks feel just irrelevant. It's a weird thing with me with the Forza series. I think I prefer the proper Forza game with the actual racetracks, as opposed to Forza Horizon 4, where I don't know where to go because I can go anywhere. And I'm like, anyway.
So I've got a couple of questions for Gary.
Yes.
One is, what's your favorite Spider-Man suit?
I've only used one.
Right.
That's the proper answer.
Right. Which one was that? The one you start with, the one with the white on?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, the one mid-feather game.
The first one you get upgraded to,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I looked at the other ones. I don't know if I don't know how many I can unlock right now. Maybe about half of them.
Yeah,
but I've not tried any of them. Do they really feel different?
Because the good thing about this game is each suit has its own like special ability.
Yes,
but you can use that special ability on any suit, if you know what I mean. Once you've unlocked it, that's my second question. What's your favorite?
Stupid.
No, it is not. Shut your mouth.
Yes.
What's your favorite?
What's the point of unlocking suits then if, you know?
Well, you unlock the ability.
It's just unlocking
a
power.
So unmute, Greg. Right. So what's your favorite special ability, Gary?
Wait. Oh, God.
You know the one where you press both things together?
I just fight, man. Mine was a
web blossom where you jump up in the air, you spin around, and just splatter everyone in web. that's my favorite.
Cool.
Yeah. So you're bloody useless.
I don't think I have that one on
right, okay. It's one of the early ones.
Yeah. Mark's like all trying to get intricate on Spider-Man and the different suits and the powers. And Gary's like, it's like a blue costume and I shoot webs.
Yeah.
What are you going to want?
We'll have to get Sarah on the podcast. Sarah knows the stuff about this game.
The only suit that would be worthwhile unlocking, and I don't know if it is available or not, I think it is, but it's the suit that he got in Avengers Infinity War.
Yes, it is. The Iron Man suit.
Spider arms.
Yeah. And that's the special ability on that suit. The spider legs coming out of the back.
That should not be available on any other freaking suit. It only goes to that suit. Just saying.
Look at Mark geeking out. I love it. This is great. he hates me right now.
Direct
all hate mail to GaryDeFelice@gmail.com.
Yeah. Last game on your list, Gary, which I think actually Mark and I certainly can talk to. Kim,
we'll come back to it later.
We can talk to this game too. Oh, we can talk about it now. Let's talk about Anthem.
Yeah, Anthem.
So, yeah, I got the 10 hours free play on the PC with Origins, the middle level, whatever it is.
Origin Premium, yeah.
I don't have Premium, I have the one below it. I don't know what it's called. Access?
Origin Access? Yeah, Origin Access.
No freaking
same
idea.
Same thing as EA Access on the Xbox.
The Xbox, it basically,
Yeah.
So I get 10 hours. I've probably played about an hour and a half. The first thing that stood out to me, which is stupid, but I thought it was awesome, was the sound.
Yep.
Oh my god!
The, it sounded
the weapon sounds, awesome. The ambient sounds, just
the bass, the guns, everything. The gameplay is excellent. The shooting is good. The movement. I'm a little bit spastic flying right now. Having trouble
because
with that.
You're on mouse and keyboard.
Probably.
I've actually seen just PC players using a controller for the flying.
It feels weird. I keep crashing into walls or ceilings. But I've only played for an hour, so I'm sure that as time would go on, I'd get better at it. And I'm kind of at the point where, you know, you're trying to learn a lot of the different moves and or special shooting and all that, which I got to remap to buttons on my mouse, but we'll get there. I'm not sure how it's all working. So I did find out. I went back to that main area on the PC, and that was all I got through on that demo or beta or whatever it was. It is still laggy as shit in there. So
no, this is a full release game. Ever, you're playing a 10-hour trial of a full release. It ain't gonna get any better.
Yeah,
well, it should.
Well,
it
can.
They'll patch it, but yeah.
It's in, you know what? It's in that NPC area, or whatever. It's fine. It is laggy. That was all I had seen in the demo. It's a shame I didn't get gameplay because the gameplay probably was good.
I have heard that the PC version does have still has a few issues, and in particular, like the lagginess, the hiccups in the kind of what do you want to call it, the social area that whatever is still there.
Yeah. What is it? So how far have you guys played? So I played the two beginning missions and then I unlocked the NPC area, whatever you want to call it. And I went out and I did an adventure or I don't know, whatever it was. But is it not open world? Are you just going to go into these sections with people?
So you can go in free play.
Yeah. So
open world.
There's two ways of playing the game, basically. There's your single player kind of story version where you can invite friends in. You always have the option of making your party private or public. So obviously, if you're public, people can just join in on you and help you out. Or if you keep it private, then you can just invite in friends only and go that route. I have kept everything private, and there's two ways of playing the game. It's the, like I said, the single player kind of mission based story narrative where it's kind of walking you through these missions that, you know, kind of, you know, telling their story. But you can also go into free roam and Mark and I did free roam missions. And you will always be public with that. Mm-hmm. It will put two other or three other players, depending upon how many you have in your party with you, unless you have four. But the good news is you're not tethered to them. And that was something that Mark was really fearful of.
Yeah.
When the trial was on, they locked you into playing as a team together. But in the trial and in the proper game, you won't be tethered. So we had two other randoms in our game with us. We were in a private party chatting away together and doing our own mission. These two other guys were on polar opposite ends of the map doing their own thing. And then I think we came together with one of the other guys at one point and kind of helped one another out with one mission.
Yeah.
But that's the open world aspect. You'll just be able to go around. We discovered a couple underground cavern areas and stuff and had a lunch handed to us at one point.
Yeah, there was like in this cave, it was like an enemy type called a Scar. It must have been their hideout because we just came across a shitload of them. But all the way through it, I just had a grin from ear to ear. It was just
we were
awesome.
Having a blast.
Just one special moment was I was looking down the sniper scope at an enemy on this bridge, and all of a sudden there's Greg flying past, going wee. Well, anyway, but Greg was just flying past in the background like fucking Iron Man. It was just awesome. I just cracked up laughing. There's so many good moments in this game. The gunplay, the weapons.
I need more time with it. I'm not sold on it yet. I need more time with it to see what I feel, but there's a lot of positives about it right now for sure.
And those fearful of the trial demo they put out where it was a mess, that we have seen none of those issues.
I've had no
Once we had a connecting to server like fail, but I mean, outside of that, it connected right back up.
Yeah,
and it's been really smooth, and gameplay wise, it runs great. And yeah, this is the Iron Man. This is the Iron Man game. That's the best way I put it. I love the flight controls in this game. And you learn certain things. You know, obviously, if you don't know, flying through water or flying just above water. So if you see like a river and you fly right above the river close enough to start making like little jet stream come off the water, it will actually cool your mech down so you can fly longer. Going into just a straight up dive, like right perpendicular down will also cool your suit down. That's something I also found out.
Yep.
Hovering in this game, I love combat in hover mode.
Yeah.
So as much as possible, I'm going up into hover mode and I'm firing away and attacking from hover, because you can also then start comboing. So you have, your melee attack, you can, use that in combination with your weapons. Mark didn't know there was a ground pound move.
Yeah.
You go up in the air, enemy.
We've got some enemies there, and all of a sudden Greg just comes down like this friggin' atom bomb with a like fist and sword type
like
thing.
Like Thor.
It was just amazing. I was like, how the fuck did you do that?
Yeah. Tim got all excited when I said Thor. Look at her.
A little bit.
Because some of the enemies in this are rock hard. They take some taking down. They're a bit bullet spongy. But, yeah.
And they definitely use some tactics. I was actually kind of smiling a little bit. And this goes back to the trial demo.
With them Titans. Jeez.
Oh, yeah. But I was out solo fighting a group of Scar, and I jumped down a ledge trying to get my health back. And it was only, you know, if you were like in real life, it probably would have been like a 10-foot ledge down. So it was providing me some shielding from gunfire. And I thought, okay, well, I'll be safe in here. I can let my shields recharge a bit. And I look up, and the Scars start coming over the ledge, coming down after me, which oftentimes AI in games will stop when they get to a ledge. They won't come down. They won't pursue you down below. And these guys were like flanking me on both sides, coming down the ledge, trying to get at me. And I was just very impressed. I was like, okay. I like
We actually mentioned that while we were playing. The AI were quite clever. They'd flank us and take up defensive positions. So, it's going to be... I can't wait for the full release because I've already used 7 hours of my 10-hour trial up already. In one session.
Did you guys not buy the game yet?
It's pre-ordered.
Yeah, it's pre-ordered. Oh, it's out on Friday. It doesn't release until next
week.
That's
right.
We did not buy the premium, you know, crazy cost game.
Well, I think you only get it 4 days early for that anyway, don't you? It's a bit pointless. But
I don't know. There's a massive chart that's out there on all the different ways you can play it.
Oh, that's right. Somebody shared that chart in our chat, right? Yeah.
I do wish developers would, or publishers would, get away from that, creating all these different modes and ways of early accessing games.
If they just released the damn game. Yeah. Like they did in the old days, every Pretty Tuesday.
Much. Although I like this being a perk of EA Access. Don't get me wrong; it makes me feel better about paying $30 a year. I not only get access to their first party titles early for a trial without having to pay any extra. So this way, I can kind of make a decision if I want to actually buy this game. But also, you get the sports games, that kind of thing.
The 10 hours is great. It's really given me a shot. I mean, maybe it's not great for them. I don't know. But for me, it's great because I really get to – that's going to give me a feel for whether or not it's the game I want.
Yeah. 10 hours is a long time. It is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, Anthem. It I think, is going to be a commercial success despite that trial, that beta demo, whatever you want to call it. I think they've got a winner on their hands. And which, you know, back-to-back wins, so to speak, for EA. They've got Apex Legends, which is knocking it out of the park, and then Anthem. So,
just one other thing about this game, the loot. Most games, if you find, like, say you're level 4 and you find a level 6 weapon, it won't let you equip it until you've got to that level. In this, you can equip higher level weapons, which is great. I love that. I was only level 4 and I found some level 6 guns. And it let me equip
them. I do wonder if they're going to cap that somehow.
Probably.
Because obviously it doesn't... maybe you could play, you know, use something that's maybe 5 levels higher than you type thing.
Well, I don't think it'd actually drop anything too high for you, actually. That's my way of thinking. The loot drops will be within a plus or minus of what your current level is, I'd have thought.
Yeah. All I know is I spent about 30 minutes just messing around, changing up my javelin. Not exactly the best use of my time for the trial access, but...
Yeah, well, you know.
I made an attempt at making a stormtrooper, so there you go.
Yeah, mine's red, white, and blue.
Yes, Captain America.
Yeah. We have a British...
It's a smart choice. Smart choice.
Well, Mark, I think you tried to say Captain Britain, but that doesn't work.
Yeah.
There's no Captain Britain. Actually, there is a Captain Britain, isn't there?
He's Corporal Yorkshire.
I was going to make a Theresa May joke, but never mind. All right. Apex. I don't think we talked about Apex Legends. Let's talk about Apex Legends. You've been playing a little bit of that, Gary?
I played on the PC. I probably played about 3 matches. It's kind of neat. I've played more than three matches now myself.
Yeah.
So you guys can probably talk more. My boys are playing it and they're really enjoying it. They loved PUBG. They played Fortnite because all their friends did, but they were true to PUBG. They loved it, but they did Fortnite because that's what their friends are playing. They like this more than Fortnite. They said Fortnite has a little spot, but the things that you can do in this, they're really, really enjoying. They're playing a lot of it.
Well, this game to me is a mashup of Call of Duty and Overwatch, because you've got the characters, the playable characters of Overwatch that have abilities, and you have then the basically the studio that actually created Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. They were at the time Infinity Ward. They spun off from Activision and created Respawn. Then they went on to make Titanfall.
I forgot that. That's right.
Yeah. These are the guys that they made Call of Duty what it is today.
Yep.
And so they put that knowledge to work in Apex Legends. It handles, in terms of shooting, it feels so much like Call of Duty.
Well, some of the weapons are Titanfall weapons, aren't they? Like the Flatline.
It's a Titanfall universe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's Titanfall universe. So I like the game. I still, in terms of my battle royale preference, I still think PUBG is better. And that's just because I love the fact that in PUBG, you know, you don't have special abilities. So you're never going to get somebody calling in an airstrike against you, or being able to see, you on the radar type thing suddenly. You don't have those kind of abilities built into the game. So it's just feels more genuine to a military experience of you're using your cover, you're using your senses of sight and sound, and ultimately, you know, gunplay is, you know, you're getting the drop on somebody is almost as important as anything else in the game. And, you know, Call of Duty, Apex Legends, Fortnite even, they all have these external powers. The ability to, you know, Fortnite, the ability to create cover at any point in time. You know, you can build things up and, use that to your advantage. Apex Legends and Call of Duty both have, you know, the extra abilities to call in things like airstrikes and seeing in the dark or seeing footprints, et cetera. That stuff to me just it makes it Call of Duty. and I'm just not the biggest Call of Duty fan at this point. I've moved past it. I want a different experience. So my nephews are huge. Well, my nephew is huge into Apex Legends, and his best friend also plays with him. So I'm constantly getting requests from them now. Hey, join my party. We'll play some Apex Legends. I'm like,
yeah, my.
I think this will probably hit really well with your 30 and maybe, you know, your 30 year olds that found Fortnite to be kind of too kiddish and just didn't, you know, have that Call of Duty that those kids that grew up on Call of Duty, they're now 30, turning 40 and stuff like that. This will probably be a big hit for them. They probably feel right at home and love it.
Well, hey, Apex Legends hit 25 million players this past week.
It's only been out 2 weeks and was a Code Red tournament a couple of nights ago because I watched it. Yeah. It was really good. So.
What are they doing to make money? are they selling skins?
It's all cosmetic skins that you can purchase.
Skins, yeah.
We talked about this last week. I don't think a lot of people are going to be going out and spending money on the game. However, you're going to get those few people here and there that will. And, and games like this, you want the whales. And that's what they call it. You know, it's just like the casino. The casino doesn't make most of their money off the guys playing the nickel slot machines. The casino makes most of their money off the big spenders that come in, the high rollers that come in and throw down a ton of money. And most of them walk away losing, but they're okay with it. Mm. So
my son is hooked on this at the moment. That's all he plays.
I've been watching his streams. Yeah. He is just lighting it up.
Yeah, he's really good at this. And my two nephews, who we've played PUBG with a few times, Greg, they're into this. So when they team up, they win a lot. They've won quite a lot of matches. And I think Jason likes playing as Bangalore.
That's who I was playing for a while.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, my eldest nephew, he plays as Bloodhound. The younger one, I don't know what he plays as, but yeah, they love it. I feel it's definitely for younger players because it is quicker, a lot quicker than PUBG. You need faster reflexes.
Oh yeah.
I've not tried it yet. I've got too many games to play.
well, the nice thing
is free.
Try it.
But it does look really good. It's a good one to watch on Twitch. It's a good game to sort of spectate.
I think the most ingenious thing that Apex Legends does, quite honestly, and it is the pointing system, which you take your reticle, you point it. I think they call it the ping system.
Yeah,
but basically,
ping system,
you point at anything, you hit the right bumper, and depending upon what you're looking at, the context of it, your character will say something.
Yeah.
So and it puts it in the right context.
He'll say shield there or health there,
right.
Enemy there. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's contextual. And yeah, it's really good. I really like that idea. A lot more games
kind of the next level up, if somebody starts shooting at you, your character will automatically say taking fire. So that's a huge thing because, let's face it, if you're playing with two other randoms and you're not all on headsets –
mm-hmm.
If one of your teammates starts taking fire, traditionally in that scenario, you're not going to know until they're dead, probably.
Mm. Yep.
But now, even though you may not be chatting with them in voice chat, your characters call it out to where you can respond to it and know, hey, you know, Mark's taking fire. Even though I'm not chatting with him, I know his character is under fire. I can turn around and try and rally to him. So Apex Legends, it's free to play. Go give it a try. There's no harm in downloading it. And it is a really good game. It's a solid shooter. So I would definitely recommend giving it a go. Kim, I know you haven't played Apex Legends, I don't believe.
No, but I do have it downloaded on the PlayStation 4 because me and Sarah and Nicole were kind of looking for something else to play other than Overcooked and whatever else. So maybe we'll give it
Three
a go this
amigos.
Week and try it. Yep.
Yeah. Three Amigos, again.
All the big streamers are all playing this. Blackout's been dropped completely like a lead balloon. Still a few diehard PUBGers out there, but yeah. And you young Fortniters, you'll never get rid of them. But there's loads of big streamers playing this.
Fortnite, I think, is feeling the pinch because they offered up their season pack for free. to right. come. The tagline was "Come back to Fortnite for free."
Yeah. Well, their biggest advocate, that ninja guy, I don't like him.
Yeah.
He was in that tournament. He actually won it with two other guys from NRG who were a pro gamer thing. They actually won the tournament. So,
yeah, there is rumors that Apex Legends will also have a single and duo mode at some point.
Yeah,
I would welcome that, just because I don't like playing with randoms.
Yeah,
even though I don't need to talk to them, I'd prefer to be in maybe a solo or a duo where we could just squad up type thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's only been out 2 weeks, and already they're on about doing all these changes. So the future's looking good for this game, no matter what.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, Kim. Let's shift gears to you. It looks like some familiar games here, but are we getting closer to getting to a finish point on some of these games?
I've already beaten Strange Brigade and Overcooked 2, but we still got a ways to go on Red Dead Redemption 2. Right. But yeah, we're working on it. We're hammering away at it.
Well, let's talk Red Dead Redemption 2. So, I mean, where are you at in the chapters? Do you know what chapter you're in?
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm still in chapter 3. It's the one where you move the camp by the big lake or whatever it is. Yeah. So I'm still in chapter 3, but I'm plugging away at it.
If I remember correctly, it's a pretty long chapter.
Yeah, because Dutch is still in Rhodes. I haven't went to go talk to him yet to see what he wants. I don't know. Dutch bothers me a little, but
yeah.
I think the man is losing it. I might be wrong, but I swear, the way he acts, I think the dude is going to soon just flip out.
I love that you have avoided the spoilers on this, so I don't want to spoil the game.
I
love hearing you talking about it, though, because I think I shared some of the same emotions that you're going through with this. Where, I mean, when Dutch, like, you first encountered Dutch in this game in Red Dead Redemption 2, he's a likable guy. I was like, you know what? I don't get where. You know, obviously in Red Dead Redemption, John Marston and Dutch have very much a feud going on. There is a I would say hatred there, but I mean, you know, that's kind of a core element of that game. Yep. So this game, I'm like, I don't get it, because Dutch is kind of cool and he's kind of, you know, altruistic and wanting to the best for his people. And, you know, I'm like, I'm kind of a Dutch fan.
Yeah, right.
And then some things start to change a little bit, and you're like, that doesn't seem so high and mighty. But anyway, won't spoil any more for you. Definitely keep us up to date. I can't wait to hear when you get into chapter 4, because
it starts to
trying to remember what.
There,
it takes an interesting twist, if I remember correctly. Anyway, all right. Anything else you want to talk about, Kim, before we shift gears?
No, I guess I'm going to have to hop on the 10 hours of Anthem, though. I would like to see what it's like now compared to what it was like for the demo, beta, whatever that conundrum was that they put out before.
Worked on it, yeah, but it's definitely a huge improvement.
Well, I remember, Kim, part of your Anthem play experience was just watching the load screen.
Pretty much. The
good news is, that is not prevalent in this at all.
Good deal. The other one was trying to figure out how to fly and not looking like the Rocketeer. You know, in the movie Rocketeer, when he starts to learn how to fly, that's me.
Yeah. That still may be there for you.
Probably.
I forgot to mention, while we're still on about Anthem, did you check out the social space, Greg?
I have not yet.
Yeah, I did. Because when you come back off they call the missions expeditions. So when you come back from an expedition, you've got a choice of going to the forge, which is where you can apply all your check your loot and apply your loot. You can go to the fort. Is it
Tarsus.
Which is a main sort of like area to get your missions and everything, but that's NPC. Or you can go to the social area. I can't remember what we call it now. Now it's pretty.
The place that Greg hates.
Yeah, no, that's like the the Destiny Tower, but it's tiny. It's just one. It's like a warehouse. It's just a rectangular shaped room, enclosed. You've got people trying to jump up and down, and just down each side you've got your vendors. What you have in the normal sort of like open space, the Tarsus, and that's it. So there's not really to the social area, apart from it's a place you can go to look at other people's suits. So it's pretty pointless to me.
Really. That makes me happy, and you just answered my question I was going to have for you, because you see people trying to jump up and down. I'm like, are they in their suits or are they out of their suits?
You know, they're in the suits, but you cannot you can't fly in this area. You can only jump.
Right.
You can't even double
jump.
Which
makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So I experienced it. I'm happy to hear. Yeah, it's boring. There's no point, really.
There's nobody throwing beach balls around or anything like there was in Destiny. No.
Who wants it then?
Emoting and dancing and all that shit. Well, not dancing.
As long
don't
as they
dances,
don't push me into it, that makes me happy. Yeah. It's one of the things I hate about Destiny, because you got forced into these social space hubs, and then you had to walk through all of the idiots that were trying to jump in your face, first of all. They were just like, hey, look at me. You're like, fuck off. I just want to get to my vendor and get out of here.
Fuck off.
And then you would see – yes, exactly. Then you would see a few other people sitting there doing their little dance-offs. Like, that was a thing that mattered.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about dancing, by the way. That's foreshadowing. I mean, it took me so out of the game, it made me loathe Destiny and Destiny 2 for that very fact. I just was like, I don't want to even deal with that crap. Just let me play the game. If I want to co-op with somebody, I can co-op with them, but I don't try to force me into this social space. The word social makes me cringe right now.
They did
that's,
make it
that's
better.
That's what talking on social media. All right.
Next.
Let's see, Mark, real quickly, Assassin's Creed Odyssey.
Yeah, just plowing on with that. I'm still plodding on, still uncovering parts of a map. It is still frigging huge, still only uncovered less than half. I think I'm level 26 now, so I'm getting there. I think he's got a level cap of 50, I'm not sure. Got some decent weapons, got some decent armour. So yeah, just plowing through the story, really. But it's such a huge game. But still loving it. The combat's brilliant. The abilities are really good. So yeah, just really enjoying it.
I keep seeing the icon on my PC and my Xbox, and I'm like, I so need to get back in and play that
game. Yeah.
It's calling me.
Yeah. I want to get it.
There's been one new release this weekend, Friday, which is taking me away from Assassin's Creed.
Right, we're going to talk about that now. Well, let's talk about the most important game that got released, which was Pumped BMX. So this was a Game Pass game. I was like, you know what? I'm going to give it. I don't often experiment around with some of these smaller indie games. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to do it. I'm going to play something different. So I played Pumped BMX. Happy to say, after I was playing it, I saw Robin Bongo jump on and play it as well. And my quick takeaway is this is absolutely a trials kind of game. It's you're on a BMX bicycle, you're doing stunts. There's a wide variety of different types of stunts that you conduct as you're going down these ramps and doing jumps. The difference is you have to pedal. As opposed to in trials, you're basically on BMX bikes or motorcycles.
How do you pedal?
At first, I thought it was going to be something like you had to go on the triggers left and right, something like that. No, thankfully, no. You just hold down the A button.
All right. Okay.
And he starts pedaling, and then
so it's like the accelerator on a motorbike then. So
pretty
it's just,
much.
So it's just like trials then.
Yeah. Although in trials, I felt like you could get your speed up faster, and they,
well, there's
they
no
had a lot.
BMX.
No, there's not. but also in trials, there was a lot of downward slopes to get you going. Often to like start out here, often you're kind of almost level, and it's hard to explain. But there was one section where if you're not doing your jump and stunts properly, you actually lose momentum. So like if I just went off of a jump and didn't do any stunts, I wouldn't really jump as far as, say, I went off that ramp doing some stunts. At first I was like, it seems like it's kind of fun. And then I quickly got frustrated with the jumping system.
Is it hard?
I don't know. I'll go back to it.
Do you fall off a lot? Because this guy on this, yeah. who I'm sort of like putting on the stream now, this guy is shit.
Yeah, you, it's probably me. you get to the jumps, and if you don't do it properly, or you don't reach the end obstacle, you'll crash. And what I found funny was in trials sometimes, like if you get to, you go off a ramp into a jump, and say you're trying to jump onto another ramp and you fall short. If you stick that landing though, you still might be able to kind of back up and then hit the accelerator and jump through it and get over the ramp. Maybe not the most expedient way or the best way to do it, but you can kind of get past that. In this game, it feels like if you don't make the jump and you get stuck in the middle area, even if there's a little bit of a slope that you should be able to pedal your way up to it and get over it, it crashes you. It makes you fall off your bike. So
Robin's just put in the chat, it's a pathetic excuse for a game. Trials for the win.
Yes, I do agree. And Robin, by the way, thankfully you're in the chat. Mark, let's just put the code up for him as well. Make sure I want to advertise this as much as possible because this is important. We want to make sure everybody gets this game and understands the importance of this game. So if you're listening to this podcast, this is a special time right now. Anyway, have we done this justice yet?
It's on.
All right, good. Okay, exactly. I just want to make sure we get this out there. Hey, if you're watching this live or watching it in restream, this code should still work. I mean, I'm sure if you put this code in, it absolutely is going to work. All right, moving on from Pumped BMX, which
I will find you.
By the way, I don't know.
I have a particular set of skills.
I don't know what game is worse, by the way, the Grand Tour or Pumped BMX. They are equally equivalent in poor handling.
BMX is worse.
All right, let's talk about the other big game that got actually released this week. I shouldn't say the other big game. There was a number of big games that got released this week. But, Mark, you and I have been playing quite a bit of Crackdown 3.
Yeah.
This is a game that got slammed.
Yeah.
By reviewers.
So much.
Most reviewers scoring it somewhere in the sixes or lower.
Yep.
There were, I think, maybe two, three that were sevens or higher. I could be wrong. I don't know the end result right now where it is in Metacritic. But needless to say, a lot of people were not happy with Crackdown 3. They felt that it didn't do much to move the game forward from the first iteration. There was also a lot of talk of what had been previously promised versus what was delivered. And to be honest, I don't necessarily fault the reviewers for citing a lot of this stuff. Mm. I think about the GDC conferences and the previous Crackdown 3 multiplayer sessions where they showed destructibility and destructive environments, and everything coming out of that seemed really positive. Finite levels of destructibility and crazy big destructibility, and it seems like that has been scaled back a bit in terms of the destructibility and how it appears. It doesn't, it appears more chunky now.
Do you think they overstretched themselves? Do you think they couldn't deliver on that?
So
because it was supposed to be the
game,
power of a cloud, wasn't it?
This game, let's face it, this game has been in development for, 6 years? It was supposed to be a launch Xbox One game, I think, at one point, and that didn't happen. The cloud game, so it was Cloud Engine, I think, was the original. Cloud Gen was the original developer working on the multiplayer stuff for the cloud. They got bought up halfway through this game's development cycle by, I think, Epic bought them. Right. So suddenly, Microsoft had to go back to the well, if you will, on creating this cloud system. And the new cloud system, while still offering up a lot of destructibility in the multiplayer game, it doesn't necessarily have, I think, the visual flair that we saw from that first iteration. The first iteration, like, they showed you being able to shoot your gun and make a pinhole, like, punch through in a wall and create, you know, a circle pattern to punch through a viewport, and you could shoot through that viewport at enemies. That is not in this multiplayer now. That kind of destructibility, when you shoot into walls, it's going to take big chunks out of the wall, and then eventually the wall is just going to kind of collapse, as opposed to being kind of freestanding with little holes in it. So, yeah, there's problems from there. The single player feels very much, you know, in fairness, like the original single player. So the original Crackdown game, I think this Crackdown game formula are very similar. Reviewers got harsh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting anything else. All I wanted was another Crackdown, with better graphics and sort of like smoother frame rates and some like more extra weapons. And they've totally delivered that for me, for what I wanted.
Yeah.
And I love it.
So I wanted to get some of that negativity out up front, because I didn't want us to seem like we were avoiding that.
Oh, yeah.
I absolutely love this game. Yeah, I've been having a blast with it.
I've not
game.
Even touched and, the multiplayer. Because it's actually physically on your hard drive. It's two separate apps.
Yeah, and I want to also take exception to that. I understand it's two different downloads that it downloads separately.
There is an option in the main menu, though.
Right.
To go into multiplayer.
So here's my thing. IGN reviewed this game. They did a single player game review and they did a multiplayer game review. I haven't seen them do that for any other game.
Right.
Usually they'll do a review in progress and they'll update the multiplayer side of it. So this, they literally did two separate reviews, even though you only pay one price for this game, whether it be through Game Pass or if you bought this game outright. It's not like you can buy these modes separately. So I felt it was kind of unfair that they were trying to separate out these modes and somehow make one different from the other. It's the same game, even though it's two separate downloads. It's all under the one umbrella. So anyway, that beef aside, you and I have been playing the single player in co-op or single.
I've done some co-op with Filthy yesterday.
Yeah.
That was
Orb really hunting is a blast.
Yeah.
And it's still addictive. It's still got that crazy, you know, pellet feeding of you're getting up onto these rooftops and you're looking out and you're seeing other orbs in the distance or you're hearing them. And so you know there's an orb near you and you're trying to find them. And the orbs allow you to power up. And the more you orbs you collect, the more powerful you become and the more ability you have to get higher.
Yeah, no, you only power up your athleticism, don't you? You jump in. Depending on what you're doing. So when you shoot enemies, you collect. When the enemies get killed, you get orbs for your guns, so you level up your gun, your gunplay. You level up your driving skills, you level up your explosive skills, and you level up your strength for melee attacks. So they're all independent.
Yeah, they are independent.
A hidden mystery orb will level up everything.
Yes, yes. And I will say also one of the things they did smartly for this game, the first Crackdown, you know, there was nothing to help you understand where or how many orbs you might be missing, where they might be missing at, because, you know, it was just the first iteration. This game, there are distinct city kind of burrows, if you will. And every time you go into that burrow, you go into your map, you can see it highlighted and it will tell you how many orbs in total are available in that area and how many you've collected so far. So you'll be able to get a better sense of completion of orb hunting.
Yeah. And also, I like that. While we're on about the orbs, in co-op, right, what we found yesterday, I was seeing orbs. I'd already collected a lot of orbs and Phil hadn't. And I was seeing orbs which are like grey, like a transparent grey colour, which I've already collected but Phil hadn't. So I could guide Phil to an orb. Because I knew he hadn't got it because it was there. When he collected it, the grey one went away. Now, in the original game, when you played co-op, if I'd have collected my orb, I would not see that again. So you couldn't really help your co-op partner. So I think that's a great addition to help people.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so...
So I guess this is all leading to this fact that we really like Crackdown 3. Oh, God, we've been enjoying it. Visually... visually, I think it looks fantastic. And I know a lot of people are like, oh, it's just the cel-shaded old school look, but that's not the case at all. It looks fantastic in 4K.
You can get a lot of stuff on screen at once, a lot of enemies, a lot of explosions and arcs, electricity arcs going, and it doesn't slow down one little bit. I've not had any slowdown at all, and it looks amazing. Plays amazing. There's a shit ton of weapons.
Sound design, the guns sound good. They've got a nice meatiness to them. I do wish they had more music in the soundtrack, because honestly, this game is a superhero power fantasy. I mean, you basically have, you know, you're playing this almost invincible, because you can be killed, but you know, you're playing this invincible character that, you know, you can jump super high, you can come down with like a Superman smash, you know, you're blowing stuff up, and it gets crazy on the screen, and it begs to have just that thumping dubstep kind of music in the background, and it seems like that is just really kind of missing.
If it had done the Saints Row trick with that dubstep type thing, that would have been awesome,
I was thinking Doom. Doom, actually, would have been also a good analogy of having just that like heavy metal, just like boom. So I actually put Spotify on my Xbox, put that playing. The only downfall is it drowns out the game audio pretty well, so you couldn't really hear orbs or anything like that, but it was pretty awesome being able to play to just rock anthems.
If you'd have had your mixer set up, you could have used your mixer to listen to your music and your game at the same time and turn one down independently, because that's what I do.
Mr. Smarty Pants.
So, when you're leveling up with this, a feature what I love about this, which wasn't in the first game. So I'm level 5 now on 3 of the 5 items. I've just got I'm level 4 on agility and level 3 on driving. All the rest I've got to 5. You can still get them. You can actually max them out as well. But every time you go up a level, you get an ability what unlocks. For the explosives now for level 5, I've just unlocked the what's it called now? I forgot what I've called it. It's like a black hole type grenade.
The black hole grenade. Yeah,
singularity grenade. Yeah. And it's fucking awesome. It's so fucking ace to use. There was a group of enemies, about 5 or 6 of them. I just threw a singularity grenade in. This like purple black hole appears, swirls around. All the enemies start spinning around and around and around. Go to the middle of it and it just explodes, and it's so good. So every time you level one of your things up, you unlock something, which is great, because you didn't get that in the first one. I think first game you went to level 10 on everything, but this one you only got a 5, but
I had a nice moment. I was actually at a bridge battling a bunch of I think they call it the red zone. So basically, if you've been in an area causing a lot of carnage to the enemy faction, basically you get a wanted level, kind of like in GTA. And so they start calling in all, you know, cops basically against you. So all of these bad guys are coming in and they're backing up traffic on the bridge. And I shot a rocket launcher at one of the cars at the front of the bridge. And suddenly I just see car after car after car. It was like a domino succession of just probably 20 cars blowing up in succession. And it was just such a visually satisfying thing. And I was just like, oh, that was great.
Did you get the achievement then for blowing up four or five cars within 30 seconds? Yeah. But some of the achievements are really good in this. I've got quite a few of them already.
So let's wrap up the Crackdown 3 conversation like this. Look, if you are expecting some, you know, GTA level of realism and setting, Crackdown 3 is probably not going to deliver that for you. However, if you wanted a game that was going to play and feel like a better version of the original Crackdown, that's this game in spades.
Yeah.
So, if you have Game Pass, 100%, check it out. There's no reason not to.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say if you were thinking about buying this game, this is the one thing I will say. I would say wait. I would say hold off, get it on a sale. Because I do feel like this should have been maybe $40, $30, not full $60. To me, that I would have rather them price this appropriately. But that's my one area of, hey, caution to the wind.
Yeah.
Don't pay full price for the game.
Yeah.
Play it on Game Pass. If you don't have Game Pass, you two options. Wait for a sale or honestly, Game Pass has deals where it's like $1 to
it's
get the first month.
£2 for 2 months or $2 for 2 months, so there's no excuse really. Gives you 2 months to try it. If you like Greg said, if you like the original Crackdown, you will love this. If you've never played the original Crackdown, it's worth giving it a try if you've got a Game Pass. I will say the boss fights in this. Once you've gone your way through sort of like the missions to get to the final boss, wake up, Gary. The final boss mission is fantastic. It is really good. It is tough. There's a lot of enemies, a lot of different challenges, a lot of verticality to it, and the boss fights are amazing. So,
we're shifting gears, Mark.
One more thing. All this negativity for Crackdown reviews, it did do better than Jump Force. I saw that the other day that it did score better than Jump Force, anime, whatever the hell it was. Yeah. So there's that.
Yeah. Well, it has that going for it. All right. Let us shift gears. Let's talk quiz, Mark.
Yep.
Questions.
Oh boy. And that was me on here.
Yes, I sharpened my pencil for this because I am ready to take notes. 20 questions.
I brought my pencil.
So you chose a game last week, didn't you, Greg?
I did indeed.
So on the wheel indeed. We have let me get out of
the mode. Do you want to explain how this works or do you want me to explain how this works?
I'll let you do that while I get the wheel set up.
All right, so each week, one host picked at random will think of a game from this current generation of games that they have played a lot of so they can answer our questions accurately. It can be any game, but it has to be from this current gen, and it has to be something that they've played quite a bit of. The other three hosts will ask a series of questions, 20 to be exact, basically taking turns one at a time. And once we get to the 20th question, if nobody has been able to guess the game prior to that, on the 20th question, we all basically get a shot at figuring out what the game is. And we all can take a guess at it. If somebody guesses correctly, they will get a point. If nobody guesses correctly, then the person that picked the game will get the point.
If you guess early and you get it wrong, you are frozen out as well. So you lose your ability to get a point.
Hey, kids, fun fact. 3 of us have a point in this game. 1 of us does not.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's get on with it. Mark, spin that wheel. Let's find out who is going to be picking a game this week.
It's like listening to the Crackdown review. Come on.
It is Kim.
Oh dear!
Lucky Kim.
Didn't Kim do it last time I was on this?
Yeah,
I think she did.
I've had a game in mind since day one, and I bet I never get picked. I'm regretting doing the wheel now. Right, so clockwise from the screen, so it's Greg first, then Garrett, and then me for the questions.
Kim, do you have a game in mind?
Yes, I do.
All right.
I hope it's not. All right, okay, can we just clarify one thing? Like, both me and Robin are in agreement, which is very rare. All this Unravel and Unravel 2 and Halo Wars and Halo Wars 2, that really, really is difficult. So, are we going to include sequels and shit?
Yeah.
Well, see, you kind of have to.
Yeah, I think
there are sequels that are different enough that have different mechanics. So, yes, you do. Sorry, Robin, you are wrong. Also, Aliens Colonial Marines sucks. Here we go. Kim, have you picked your game, Kim?
I have.
All right. In that case, I will start it off. Is this game exclusive to the PlayStation 4?
Is that too loud?
No.
Not exclusive to PS4. Granted, it may not even be on the PS4.
You should have said consoles.
Is it my turn?
Yes.
Are there wizards?
And shit?
No. No wizards.
No wizards.
Wizard!
Right?
Is this game...
I think all of us assume Dragon Age every time.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm just going to rule it out now. Is this an RPG?
No.
Okay. Does this game have gems in it?
No.
Okay.
Well, you got it then when she went...
I'm not that easy. I'm, you know, you'll be lucky.
So I've heard.
Not everything's true.
All right.
Would this game be considered a shooter?
No.
Would this game be a... hang on, right, no, sorry. All right. Is... do you play... Can you play co-op in this game?
No.
Ooh. I thought it might be overcooked.
That'd be too easy, too.
Yeah, I know it would.
All right. Okay, no co-op. No RPG, no shooter. Can you play as a male or female character?
Female, I think, is the only. So,
look it up on Wikipedia. No,
right. Just to make sure, you know.
Female character.
Okay. Is there multiplayer?
No.
Okay.
Will this be classed as a action adventure type game? Like your Uncharted's and your.
Go ahead, Wikipedia. See what they say it is.
Yeah, I'd say so.
What was the question then?
Action adventure type game.
Yes.
So it is an action adventure.
How many is that without a lost count?
It's more of an adventure. I don't know how much action, but yeah, definitely adventure.
This is our 10th question right now.
Yeah.
Does your character use a sword in this game?
No.
That is not.
Is the art style cartoonish looking?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Ooh. Is there a series of his games? So is there more than one? Is like a one and a two and a three? And...
No.
All right.
All right. So taking inventory, it's not exclusive to the PS4. Mm-hmm. Is this game exclusive to the Xbox One?
No.
Okay, so it is multi-platform at this point. Now we know. Mm-hmm.
Are you playing music, Mark?
Yeah.
Yes.
Can't tell. It's the, who wants to be a millionaire?
Well, it's not me humming along, that's for sure.
Is this game studio still in business?
As far as I know, yes. Tagging myself. Shit.
That eliminated something for me.
Is this game by an independent developer, not a AAA?
Yes.
I think I know where it is. Oh, no, because there's two of them. Shit.
No, she said that it's not a series.
Yeah, no, but there's two games out of this, what I thought it was.
Oh.
I thought it might have been Life is Strange, but it was two of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was leading down that road as well, but...
But not exclusive to...
Cartoony graphics, so female, no co-op, no multiplayer. Multi-platform. It's on Newgrig as well, I think.
I know, it is. Female only option. That's what's throwing me. It says you can only play as a female. I'm trying to think of games with female protagonists now. And I was thinking Hellblade, but that got dismayed once she said, or shot down when she said there's no swords in it. Adventure. Female. It can't be. It's not. I was thinking maybe Telltale series, but no, it's not.
Right. That. Yeah, I killed Telltale.
Yeah, you did. Okay. Do you play in the third person view?
Yes.
So, for clarification, that means as in you're playing in third person view, you're seeing your character on screen.
Yes, yeah, right. Yeah. It's not first person, as far as I can remember.
Gary, I think it's you.
Yeah. Hmm.
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 You know, I think we wasted so much time picking questions to eliminate some of the games that are kind of Kim is known for that right. we screwed ourselves on some other questions.
Yeah. It's hard to narrow it down now because we're running out of questions.
Yeah. How many questions did we get? 20 or?
Yeah, we've got three left.
We have four left.
Oh, four left.
Shit.
Three left, and then guesses.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Gosh. I'm at a loss of what to ask at this point because I have no fucking idea.
Well, if you struggle for questions, we can help our fellow teammates, can't we, Greg? What do you think you should ask?
We could.
I could pass a question, right?
No, we can help you ask a question.
Yeah, we can. Yeah.
Okay.
You can ask the question.
Trouble is, we don't know.
Oh yeah.
I know.
I don't feel so bad because I'm this way, but when I have to ask them, I'm like, okay.
She said it's not a PS4 or an Xbox exclusive, right?
It's been out in the last 12 months.
Is this a game you play on your phone?
No.
Okay.
No, I played it on the Xbox.
All right, well, that's good. Maybe.
Has this game been released in the last 12 months?
Don't think so, no. No.
So it's older than a year.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
God. Right, it's on you, Greg. Last question.
God, what candle is freaking what?
Cartoonish art style. On multiple platforms. The game third person view.
I think I know what it is.
Better than me. Are there dragons in the game?
No.
All right, Greg, take a guess.
Yeah, I am. I legitimately have no guess. I can't think of anything. Female protagonist. Third person. I'm just drawing complete and utter blank. So, yeah, no, I mean, Guacamelee, which I know is wrong.
That thing, what I said, what I thought, what I've forgotten what it fucking was now. I can't remember. My hands been blown. I've got a brain freeze. Shit.
Well, the good news is Gary gets to try.
Yeah, Gary's not going to do too well here. I have no fucking idea.
Oh, yeah.
What was the Salvation game? What was that called? Don't Starve?
Nope.
Right, I know this is wrong because I've just realised there is a series of his games. I was going to say Lara Croft and the Temple of Osiris. Is that on Games of Gold?
Oh, fuck. Nope.
She's done it again, guys.
Yep.
Come on, then. Put us out of his misery.
So, Tank Top will probably kick himself.
Oh, no.
It was Oxenfree.
I never played that.
I never heard of it.
No, but Tank Top did because he was the only reason I played it. I think maybe Bongo did.
Yeah, no, Bongo played it. Yeah, I didn't know he played it as a female.
Yep. Her name was Alex. Her voice actress is the same actress that did Snow White in The Wolf Among Us.
Yeah.
I was thinking Wolf Among Us for a little while.
I know, right?
Yeah. Well done, Kim.
And it is in a third person, but it's...
It's like top down, I guess, in some ways, too.
It's, yeah.
But you didn't ask that, so...
No, didn't, yeah. Son of a bitch.
Nice job, Kim.
Stupid game. I told you. Well done, Kim. Well done.
Kim takes a lead. There's a surprise.
Yeah, you know what? That threw us all off, though. Because there was no combat in that game. So all of our combat questions were literally
irrelevant.
No combat.
Yeah.
So those were all wasted questions.
Good job, Kim.
Thank you.
Well,
I just lied at 11 because I knew Tank Top would probably get it, and nope.
Yeah.
No. Nope.
Right.
I actually thought halfway through, I thought you were talking about Hellblade. I was going with Hellblade. I was like, okay, it's going to be Hellblade.
Well, but no swords.
No swords.
Oh, yeah, the Senua Sacrifice one. I thought you meant the Heavenly Sword for a minute. So that's Last Generation.
Yeah. No.
Right. Well, on that disappointment, I think we should have some news, don't you?
Yeah, I think we should retire this game and move on to the news.
News. Here is the fucking news.
So on the news front, only a few stories. It was actually a pretty light week for a lot of big news, although there was one big news announcement. So we'll talk about that last. Razer is closing its game store after just 10 months. Wow. You may not have known this, but Razer opened up their own kind of Epic Store game store.
Right. Oh, wait a minute. Game store for selling hardware. Oh, so they're actually selling software.
Oh, yeah. They were actually selling games. They say they will still honor pre-orders and notes that games will still work as long as you have their Steam or Uplay keys, but you won't have access to those keys once February is over. From March onward, you'll only get games from Razer through its rewards program. So there you go. It doesn't work for everybody. Fortnite. Fortnite is making some news because basically there was a bevy of people that came out suing Fortnite for dance moves. Well, it appears that a lot of those lawsuits are pretty much all of them are kind of losing steam. And it's really the second half of this that is what kind of makes the most sense to me once I heard this explanation. But I forgot the guy's name, Ribeiro, something Ribeiro. Yeah. But he basically filed.
He played Carlton in Fresh Prince. Yeah.
Yes, the Carlton dance. Now, he tried to do a copyright on that dance, but it was denied. And it said that it puts it beyond the protections of the Copyright Act of 1976, which requires dances to be a related series of dance movements and patterns organized into a coherent whole. So the Copyright Office basically denied him that copyright. But then the other part of it, which really kind of makes sense, is if basic motions were copyrightable, yeah, pretty much nobody would be able to walk down the street without being able, facing potential lawsuits.
Right, exactly.
Better common sense at last by the authorities.
Right. Mm-hmm. So I think we're going to see this all get put to rest.
So even the floss, it's just that's one basic move. It's not a coherent string of different. Mm-hmm. It's not a choreography of events, is it?
So, right. Yeah. It's not a full dance set to a specific song. Yeah. It's not like the tango, for instance. That is a set of dance moves, but that is also choreographed to specific dance song sequences. And of course, the tango on a whole has a dance pattern to it. Anyway, so we shall see. And I didn't even think the tango is copyrightable. There's that. The big news, though, Nintendo Direct. Thursday, if I'm not mistaken, was when the Direct hit.
They had a Direct? I didn't know that.
They had a Direct, yeah.
That was advertised, wasn't it?
Quite a bit of news came out of this. Mario Maker I just highlighted some of the ones that I thought were pertinent. Not necessarily all, because there was quite a bit of news that came out of this Direct. But Mario Maker is getting a sequel with expanded options and obstacles. There's a brand new 3D world theme with the Cat Mario coming June 2019. Marvel Final Alliance 3, The Black Order, allows you to play multiplayer in TV mode. So basically up to four in couch co-op on the Switch, or you can play online. It's coming in the summertime of 2019. Bloodstained Ritual of the Nighttime is coming to the Switch summer season as well. But mind you, I had to do some translation on this because this was a site that instead of calling the Switch, it was calling everything the Swap. And for a game, it was calling it a match. So it made for interesting translations. Tetris 99 is basically Tetris that meets Battle Royale. This game is free for Nintendo Switch owners. However, to get it, you have to be part of the Nintendo Online subscription. So this is a game that now is kind of getting its hooks into a lot of people and getting them to sign up to Nintendo's online service. So Tetris 99, available only through Nintendo Online service. Speaking of Hellblade, Hellblade Senua's Sacrifice is coming to the Switch in the spring of 2019. Mortal Kombat 11 is still aiming for an April 23rd launch. Unravel 2 is coming to the Switch on March 22nd. Assassin's Creed 3 Remastered, which I heard the footage of this was not terribly good.
Why am I remastering that game? Of all Assassin's Creeds, why that one?
But that will be coming to the Switch on, I believe it is March 21st, not Might 21st. Last Fantasy VII, or Final Fantasy VII, see how these translations work? Final Fantasy VII is releasing on the Switch on March 26th. And Final Fantasy IX is releasing basically today as of this, the Nintendo Direct. So it launched this week. And then the last, and this is probably the biggest piece of news, is The Legend of Zelda. it says Hyper Link's Awakening, but I think that's Link's Awakening.
Did you pull this off the Japanese website or something?
I think it was a German website. But yeah, the translations were all over the board. It was driving me nuts. Anyway, Legend of Zelda, Link's Awakening is being remade for Nintendo Switch, basically getting a graphic overhaul, kind of the Resident Evil 2 treatment, in that it's going to look completely different from the original, and it's also going to have basically all the dungeons are going to basically be identical to the original, but they're going to basically get a fresh coat of paint to it. So basically a complete reimagining of that game, and that has a lot of people excited.
I've just put the YouTube link for the Nintendo Direct video on YouTube if anyone wants to look at it.
All right. So. Awesome. That's it for the
Nintendo
news.
People. So, yay.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Switch owners are going to be happy with that. There was a lot of news, and there was even more stuff in there that I didn't get to. And that was mostly because I was trying to translate through this website. It was horrible. it came from out of nowhere, and it was pretty meaty, which it was kind of unexpected. I think this early in the year, you don't expect a lot of game announcements coming out of Nintendo. So to see that was a little bit refreshing for a lot of Nintendo Switch fans and owners. So there you go. All right, let's shift into the last parts of the podcast and start wrapping things up. Kim, It is a gigantic list of new releases. Let's walk through it.
All righty, your new releases for February 16th through the 23rd are Yakuza Kiwami for the PC on the 19th, and I think the big one of all, Anthem for the PS4, Xbox One, and PC on the 22nd. And those are your new releases for the week.
By the way, for Anthem, Neil Blomkamp made a 3.5-minute little trailer movie for Anthem. If you haven't seen it, go look it up on YouTube. It makes you want an Anthem movie. Neil Blomkamp, he's the guy that did all the Halo movies early on when Halo was first coming out, but he also made the District 9.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's called Convict.
District 9 movie.
I'll link it in the chat.
Yeah, it is well worth a watch, and it gets you excited for Anthem, for sure. All right, play dates, Wednesday, 9 p.m. of the U.K. Come hang out. You can usually find one of us online playing something that'll have some kind of multiplayer element. More than happy to invite you in and play some online with us. Also, if you have Rise of the Civilization on phone, I believe it is. This is a mobile version. Come check out the OC Podcast Alliance, and you can be part of us beating up the rest of the world. Ongoing. So, victory achieved. This is a contest we conduct on a quarterly basis. Basically, we say, hey, if you have beat a game, we want you to take a picture with your phone, make it a selfie with your face in the photo, but also the game in the background, and then you send that off on Twitter to @OC_podcast, and within the tweet, we want to see #victory achieved, and of course, the game that you just beat, and just doing that alone will get you entered into a contest, and that contest will end March 31st, so coming up here pretty quickly. The good news is doesn't cost you anything other than the game that you bought and were already planning to play. And once you beat that game, you get entered into a contest to win $20 in the U.S. or $15 in the – sorry, £15 in the U.K. And, of course, that's gift cards. Anyway, it's gift cards. We're giving away a gift card, 20 or 15, on PSN, Xbox Live, or Steam. So if you get selected and are drawn, we'll reach out to you and say, hey, what do you want? You just tell us what you prefer. Now – if you're in the Cool Kids Club,
that's it's easy for you to say.
Quickly losing energy. Gunslinger X1983 finished Telltale Batman: The Enemy Within. Danok TQ finished The Council. Caliburn M finished What Remains of Edith Finch.
Ooh.
And RCGC finished Spyro the Dragon. Thank you, Mark, for that visual. And Adamski 86 finished Detroit Become Human. And if you did this and you beat one of these games, then you will get this classic sound as your reward.
Fuck off.
Oh, no, wrong one.
Victory's achieved. Victory's achieved. Victory's achieved.
Well, I don't know. I think I like the other one better, but whatever.
All right. Gary, before we totally tune out, any other Twitch viewers, streamers, people we should be shouting out?
It was quiet. Like we said, Bongo, Sarah was there, the Taft Man. And then we had a Slow Cool, Cog Whistle, and Commander Root. No idea if they're real or not. But if you are, and we thank you for listening and watching.
Mm-hmm.
Well said. All right. I think this is going to get to that wrapping up point. So, hey, if you are listening to this now, whether it be on iTunes or Stitcher or on Twitch or YouTube, basically give us a review if you can, especially if you're on iTunes or even YouTube. Give us a thumbs up. You can catch us live every Sunday, 9 p.m. in the U.K., 1 p.m. in the West Coast, 4 p.m. in the East Coast, 6 p.m. in Easter Island. And if you live in the prison colony known as Australia, 7 a.m. your time, wake up in the morning with us to a cup of coffee. We will be happy to entertain you for a good 2 hours. We're on Twitch. We're on Mixer. We're on YouTube. Check us out. OC Podcast. That's the place to be. Also, if you need people to play with, friends, people to game with, OC Podcast Club on the Xbox One, OC Podcast Community on the PS4, OC Podcast Group on Steam, OC Podcast on Discord. Find our server on Discord before it shuts down. We'll be on there.
It's the future. It's not shutting down.
It's not going to shut down. It is the future. Speaking of the future, Mark?
Yeah.
The future?
You like us. We like you. See where I'm going with this? Follow us on Twitter at @OC_podcast. Check us out on Facebook, fb.ocpod.com, or email us, podcast@ocpod.com. We'd love to hear from you.
I just realized I never checked the email today.
I did earlier.
Fair enough.
Thank God one of you on the ball.
Yes.
It was a few hours ago. Always on the ball. It was about two hours before showtime, so yeah, we didn't have a...
All right.
So come
well,
on, people, get emailing in.
Yeah, let's...
More
speak pipe. How about this?
Mm-hmm.
How about we start some shout-outs? Kim, why don't you start us off?
I want to shout out you lovely people, of course. It's always fun to come on here and goof off and, you know, stump you at games that I've played that I really thought you would think of, but all right. Shout out to Mother Nature. Get your shit together. I'm tired of being cold. So, you know, if you could warm up anytime soon, that would be great. And shout out to my horse, Gazelle, who I wish the fuck you'd stay in. So, you know, and a shout out to our shatters and the people that will listen to us. This, you know, you're the reason we do this thing. So I'm glad you like it. So otherwise, I would have nothing else to do on a Sunday, but maybe a game. Yeah, just saying.
Or sleep.
Or sleep, because this morning sleep almost won out, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Sleep.
Just drink more coffee and go on. That's what adulting is all about, right? So they tell me.
Adulting, not adultering.
Yes, not adultering. That's a totally different deal I know nothing about. So anyway, how about you there, Gary?
I'm going to shout out the first place New York Islanders just because I don't know if anybody's noticed, but they're one of the better teams in the NHL right now. They're bringing it to you East Coast Live. Let's go, San Jose. We're waiting for you. Anyway, I'm going to shout out Sarah, too, because she's here every freaking week.
Damn straight.
Awesome. She's awesome.
And I've not got a chance to game with her yet, and I got to make that a priority.
Do
someday.
It.
Have you got Overcooked 2, Gary, on film. PS4?
What's that?
Overcooked 2 on PS4. Have you got that?
Overcooked 2? Is that what you said in English?
Yes. Yes, Overcooked 2.
I don't know. Is it free? If it's not free, it's not I don't free. Have it.
No.
No, I don't have it.
Buy it, sucker. I bought it, and Kim bought
all
it.
All right,
and
when it's on sale,
no, it's the a good key, the key word was buy it, sucker. That's, I think, exactly what Mark felt after he first had to buy it.
Yeah. Mark, why don't you go?
I want to shout out you guys. I want to shout out Nicole because we've not seen Nicole on the podcast for a while, so I hope she's doing okay and hope she's back soon. I want to shout out Kim's horse. Keep on jumping.
Thank you.
Keep on jumping.
Yeah, just everyone for listening. We really appreciate everyone who downloads this and watches it live. So thank you very much. Over to you, Greg. I'll let you take us out.
All right. Well, definitely a big shout out to the three of you for making this podcast, unlike the other losers that would not jump on the podcast. I want to shout out the developers. I think it was Sumo Digital and the other guys for Crackdown 3. Because you know what? It is what I wanted. It is what I wanted. So, you know,
look.
Skills for kills. And Terry Crews. Shout out to Terry Crews.
Yeah.
He liked my tweet to him.
Greg got all excited.
Big time.
He got all excited.
I love Terry.
Himself up. He was that excited.
I used to be awesome.
Terry Crews is one of the most, like, gregarious, it's a big word, I know, gregarious, fun-loving people that can scare the shit of you just by his look. Because this guy looks like he wants to kill you, even when he's smiling at you. He just seems like such a genuinely fun person. And I love listening to him talk about gaming with his son. He is a full-on gamer. He built his own custom PC rig not too long ago. Loves gaming with his son on consoles, on PC. He's just all about it. He thinks, 100% it is the future. He's all in behind it. And so just seeing him getting an opportunity to be part of a game, I think was awesome.
And he was genuinely excited and happy to be a character in this game, wasn't he?
Yeah. Yep, absolutely. So cheers to him, and I hope to see him in a future game as well, because I think he deserves more opportunities. He's perfect for games. That being said, a shout out to our listeners. Thank you again for listening. Thanks for checking in, tuning in, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. See you same time next week.
Where do you plan on playing that, Mark?
What?
The special code.
Oh. all the way through?
There he is.
Of course, he called just as I walk up the stairs. I'll be right back.
Hey, hurry up, Putz. What do you mean?
It's all, on everything.
It's old age eyesight. Yeah. It's old age eyesight.
It's not my eyesight. It's these fucking idiots, these millennial bastards. Well, what's up, bitches?
It might be your eyesight. I just saw the way you looked at that thing.
Right.
It is my eyesight, but it's all right.
Yeah, love you.
It's all right. I've been there squinting at the computer, and Dad's like, are you supposed to be there?
Oh, hell yeah.
I'm like, why? I'm trying to read it. And he's like, maybe you need glasses. Maybe.
Well, I wear glasses, but that's for distance. But once you get to 50, Apparently,
that's what I tell myself as well.
Well, they said that my reading vision will go too, which it's starting to.
This is a true story. 2 years ago, I was on a training course at Arrow Quarters, and it were electrical. We had to look at these numbers on some relays, and I'm looking at his relay, and I'm going like this, what the fuck is that? And one of the guys on the course hands me his reading glasses, here, try them, and I put them on, and I went, holy shit, that's as clear as day. So, yeah, I've had to buy some reading glasses now.
Kim, I don't even recognize you.
All right.
I mean, seriously, I looked up, and I'm like, that's a different woman in front of me right now.
Got to put the glasses on, I'll be like, eh.
Say the same thing about Gary, but he pretty much looks the same.
I thought you were going to say, I look like a woman, you fuck.
Hey. Well.
I'm glad it's raining in California. How about that?
I just saw Phil Olson's grandpa post on our OC podcast chat. yeah, not fussed about the plot. And why does there always need to be swearing? Get off my lawn, you stupid kids!
There were a lot of swearing, actually, weren't there?
I'm actually relieved to hear it was not orange juice.
No, because from Costco.
Orange juice should not be left out on the counter.
No.
Just why? Saying. Kim? Why? It goes bad.
I don't leave it out on the counter. It goes bad. Yeah.
Refrigerate your orange. Yes, Mark, refrigerate your orange juice. You wanky UK person.
Oh, wow, whoa. We don't buy it, so I don't know.
You know.
All right.
I don't know
what frozen shit.
I don't know what fucking. We get the dilute stuff here. I don't know what you guys call it. It's concentrate. You put a bit in the bottom, and then you
frozen
chop
shit.
It up. Yeah. It's not frozen shit.
No, wait a minute.
Concentrate. The frozen shit. You put it in there, squash. And you add water. Yeah.
Oh, cordial.
I'm sorry. What?
It's called cordial or squash over here. Fruit.
Squash.
Squash.
Like the sport.
Yeah, that's what we call it. It's not my fault. I didn't fucking name it.
No, wait a minute. I need to go back.
What do we call orange juice? Go get a bottle. For me, please.
What do you call orange juice? You call it orange juice.
Yeah, but you can get fresh orange juice, can't you? Or you can get orange pop, or you call it soda.
Right.
In weird American.
But importantly, you said you put a couple drops in a glass and then water?
Well, you put a bit in right here.
That doesn't sound like orange juice. That sounds like... That's like Sunny Delight.
No, because you only put about that much in your glass.
Yeah.
And then you top it up with water. It's like a concentrate.
Yeah. That is like not even orange juice.
You're right. You don't have orange juice.
Yeah, that's not orange juice.
Hey, it's not fresh orange juice, no.
That's like tang. That's what that is.
You can get blackcurrant juice. You can get
it's the drink of the astronauts, Mark.
Some fruits.
Tang. Look up Tang. That's what you're drinking. Tang.
This is boring. I'm bored now.
Tang.
All right. Tang. I'm going to jump off, but
it's not. That looks like powdered shit. That Tang.
Tang is powdered. I know that's a liquid form of Tang, Mark. Basically, it's not orange juice.
Where's Robin when I need him?
Mark, I need orange juice. Orange juice is an actual full bottle that you don't just put a couple drops in.
I know that. Yep. But that's what it's called, a fruit juice, a fruit cordial, or a squash.
Do you guys have lemonade?
What?
Lemonade?
Because we have fucking lemonade. If you have lemonade. Think we're fucking cavemen over here.
All right.
We love you, Mark.
Right.
We do.
Yes,
I'm going to go drink my Tang.
That's all, folks.